All right, so welcome, I guess, or thank you for listening. That's the outro, man. Okay, look, already this is off to a rollicking good start. I don't know if I'll even publish this or share this in any like sort of way, but it's just an idea I had. I couldn't go to sleep. I was like, I mean, I know what to do and what not to do, and how to do this type of thing. But I just thought I'd just do it just because I've always wanted to do like a podcast type of thing, and distribute it somehow. See if someone will hear it or anything. But yeah, it's just an idea that just popped up in my head. I've always wanted to do like a podcast, so. And I have the capabilities to do it. I know where to publish it. I know how to do it. It's easy as pie. It's just me and my phone just sitting here, just talking about things. Shouldn't be that hard, right? Like 1 hour of me just talking to myself. I mean, that happens on a regular basis, so shouldn't be that difficult. Got a gigantic bottle of water here. Keep me hydrated. Man, this, if I continue on like this, I can actually like legitimately destroy my sleeping schedule, which I had, and it was pretty healthy up until now, I guess, because I actually couldn't go to sleep. I've been trying to go to sleep on my back a lot lately because it's considered the healthiest position to go to sleep in, skin wise and spine wise. But that has been impossible. I don't know how people do it. There's some people who actually like sleep on their backs. My dad actually sleeps on his back a couple of times. And I don't know how you do it. Is it like natural to people, and is it not unnatural to some people? That is it just the physiology of them? They're just used to it on their sides or on their stomach or on their back. I don't know. But yeah, I've been trying to do that, and it's been literally impossible, honestly. I just couldn't go to sleep on my back. It's either I try my hardest to sleep on my back and I actually fall asleep, and I wake up sleeping on either side. I mean, usually it's on the left side, but I don't know. And I just assume that most of the time I just slept on my side, not really on my back. So, what an amazing topic to start this on. Wow. Huh. Yeah, because that's very interesting. People really want to listen to how you sleep. Boy, what is there to talk about? You know, this whole lockdown thing has gotten people a little, a term that I learned like yesterday. It's called cabin fever. Cabin fever. It's in which you stay in like your own private domicile such a long time, and you haven't had any social contact or with the outside world and nature to the point where you're like, chewing at the bit to get out there and do stuff. That happens to some people. Well, me, it hasn't really been that much impactful. It's not like I leave the house a lot anyways. The only time where I leave a house is to go to another house. Well, not the only time, but most of the times, it's not, I'm not really into big social locations, like malls and stuff. I go there occasionally from time to time to get a device or eat at a certain restaurant, treat myself to something good. But yeah, most cases, it's either at home or leaving home to go to a home, I'm a dwania type of guy. Not your typical, like, formal. I mean, there's not many formal dwanias happening lately, even at a normal setting, without this whole pandemic. Pretty chill ones. People who are like-minded. Pretty good type of stuff. So cabin fever, fever. Cabin fever hasn't really caught on to me as much as some people, but I do enjoy this. It's this whole lockdown thing has gotten people pretty, introspective lately. They work on themselves because not distracted by the outside world, physically, I mean. Mostly just them and their phone, and in some cases, them and themselves, which can be a bad thing or a good thing. But yeah, people have been working on themselves here and there. I definitely have. I've learned to let go of cursing. That's like a gigantic deal for me because who would ever want to do that? It feels so good, But cursing is pretty much like fizzy drinks. Fizzy drinks, man, they taste amazing. And I didn't drink one in like what, 5 years or something? And man, they taste amazing. But guess what? They're bad for you. They're absolutely useless. They have no nutritious value, and they're useless. Like, well, what's the point of drinking a fizzy drink other than they taste good, and they make your body feel good and stuff? Like, well, what other uses does it have that water does not provide, So I look at cursing the same way I look at fizzy drinks. It's like, okay, it feels good to curse, it's all that, but really just makes you immature in the end, But yeah, I've learned to lessen that in a major, major way. I do slip up from time to time because, cursing isn't as easy to control as fizzy drinks because it's more common, I guess. Certain like strong emotions can come up and you would say a word or two. It's not the easiest to control, especially in songs, really. That has to be like the easiest way to slip up if a song has a curse word or not, and makes the song good when you say it. But in the end, you're really quoting something, right? You're not really saying it, right? But that can be a gateway to actually saying it because it loosens it up, loosens the word up to a point where you just say it whenever and however. So yeah, okay. That happens. But yeah, not cursing has been very helpful to me. I mean, this might be a little, egotistical or something, but I think not cursing made me funnier. Like, I actually think about jokes or think about how to make a joke rather than just saying a normal sentence or a normal gripe or a complaint and just adding a curse word in the middle of it or the beginning or the end. And it's like, yeah, that's a funny phrase right there. That's gonna get people like slapping their knees and everything. But no, how about you actually make a clever, well-formulated. Oh my God, I gotta drink this. Hold on. Whew, I've been all over the place, huh? This is, I haven't talked this much in such a long time. Man, I've been talking for like 9 minutes straight without no pauses. That was the only pause I got. That's okay. Nothing really weird here. Cursing, letting go of it has been pretty good. You focus more on the joke itself rather than being cheap. Using a curse word in the middle of it or wherever you put it in the sentence and being like, hey, look at that, that's a funny, I should use that. Makes you immature and more prone to anger. I mean, there's app. I have no research on this or whatever. It's just a thing I'm thinking of, and I'm just, blurting it out. I'm like, yeah, it can lead to anger, sometimes, in which you're like, you curse, and that's like, a spark in a gunpowder keg, and then that thing like blows up and everything, and you blow up, you anger starts and all that. But I've learned to let go of it. Made me more mature, I guess, definitely, and less immature. I've covered that point like three times now. But yeah. Other than that, like, more family time is had. That's always precious and nice to have. More time with friends virtually. Even virtual friends that you can't, have time with them physically. You'd have time with them virtually. So yeah, that's been increasing as well. I've been trying things out a lot, from streaming video games, from I guess making a podcast, because I have a separate podcast different than this. By the way, this is a podcast. I don't know if I even said this or not, but yeah, this is what this is. So I have a separate podcast with like two other friends of mine. We just talk about whatever, inspired by the Joe Rogan podcast. We just talk about whatever crosses our mind and all that. Well, I guess this is gonna be like a solo project. Well, this one, the one that you're listening to, which is a separate podcast. I guess this can be like a solo thing. I don't know where this will go. I seriously don't even know if I'm even gonna publish this and like share it all over the place or not. But I'll see where this goes. I've been trying this out. See, this is me trying it out. This is literally like the first thing. I just hit play. I'm like, let's just say whatever. It's on my mind. But yeah. Been trying a lot of things out. Surprisingly enough, I haven't been watching a lot of Netflix. I've watched like one Netflix thing, like from the beginning of the. It's not even a new watch. I rewatched something. It was the movie Nightcrawler, by Jake Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal or however you pronounce his last name. It's an amazing movie. I highly recommend it. It's on Netflix. I don't want to spoil too much. I'm not even gonna say anything. I'm just gonna say, hey, watch that thing. It's pretty good. It's high quality. Underrated actor and all that. But yeah, I really just don't know what to. Oh my God, what was my main point again? I thought this would be easy, but it really isn't. Just turn on the thing and just talk. And I'm trying to see if I can get this out in like maybe half an hour, 20, 45 minutes, 1 hour, nothing too serious. Just to get a feel for things, But yeah. Been trying things out. This is like the third time I said it. Just get to the point, finish it out. Yeah, okay. This is the latest thing. I'm trying this out. I'm literally just brawling with myself in my head. This is the last thing I'm like, not the last thing, but this is the latest thing I'm trying out. So yeah. So far, I think, okay, I'm getting a little more comfortable as this goes on, because it's literally just me speaking my mind out loud, Oh boy. In a couple of days, this whole lockdown thing will lessen, and we're gonna go from like phase one to phase two. And I still don't understand the opening of malls, but if we see an increase of cases, like as soon as malls open, like it goes from the average 500 cases per day or 700 to like, 1,500 or like 2,000 or something. That's where we will revert back to phase one. I just realized this. When I talk a lot, my nose actually closes up for some reason. That's weird. Oh, forgot to mention something. I really wanted to say this, but what else I tried out, like I think yesterday, or last night, or yeah, yesterday. Something called a Wim Hof method, Wim Hof breathing exercise. I was like, you know what? I got nothing else going on. Might as well just try this out. It was after breakfast. That awkward time between breakfast and dinner where you just have nothing to do. It's just, you're just sitting there waiting to digest your food, do anything, look at your phone, play any game or whatever until you get to the next stage of dinner. I tried this Wim Hof method. I saw like a video of it. I didn't really follow the instructions very well. Oh my God. I think I almost killed myself or made myself like brain dead accidentally, because what I did is that you have to breathe in and like half breathe out. By the way, I botched this and I don't know if I should recommend it to anyone, but I'll tell you what happened. I went through the first stage of the exercise in which you have to take in a lot of oxygen and let go of just a little bit of it and do it like 30 times, okay? So I did that and I think I misunderstood the second step. I even forgot what you were supposed to do, but I'll tell you what I did. So the second step, I basically breathed in as much as I can, all right? And I held it in for like what, 10, 15 seconds? And I just blacked out. I felt my head hurting and I blacked out. And then like my entire body just felt numb. I blacked out for like what, 2, 3 seconds? My entire body just felt numb and I had a sweet taste in my mouth. I drank some sweet milk like for breakfast, but I don't think that's what I don't know, there was a certain taste in my mouth that I couldn't describe, but my entire like physiology just got altered all over the place. Like I was extremely tired. I had a weird taste in my mouth. My entire body felt numb. I think I had memory loss for a couple of seconds. I was like, "What? What happened? What was I doing after this? Like, what?" I had no idea. I blacked out completely. And after that, it was slightly tempting to do it again. Like, I wanted to do that thing again because it was a weird type of high. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the main purpose of the Wim Hof method is to get you high without really any substances, just, oxygen. You get high on oxygen somehow. Somehow, but yeah, my stomach also felt weird. It like it hurt or something. I don't know. It's weird. I mean, maybe out of curiosity or boredom, I might do that again. But I have to secure myself correctly. I don't want to like put myself in a certain position in which I fall and bang my head on something, or like fall and I can't get up. But yeah, it was kind of fun and scary at the same time. More scary than fun, actually. Because I don't know, I heard like when you pass out, because you're basically cutting oxygen from your brain. And that phrase alone should mean that that's extremely bad thing to do to yourself. But yeah, I did that to myself accidentally, not intentionally, but accidentally. I think I remember a couple times where I did that like intentionally, but through supervision of a friend, you know, we both knew what I was getting into, but you know, that's what happened. But yeah, it was a scary experience, and it was in a way thrilling. You know, it was fun and scary at the same time. Man. You know, trying out new things. Trying out new things during this whole lockdown period. And like I said, it'll loosen up. Phase two is gonna get a little better. Thankfully, I have like a certain piece of equipment. It was like earphones or something. They're faulty. That's the earphones that I use to communicate, you know, with other people and PlayStation or whatever, with my friends. So it's faulty. I can hear one side more than the other. And I got this from like Samsung. There's like one Samsung branch that I'm aware of, and it's the one in the avenues. Thankfully, phase two is gonna open up malls, and I will be going there like on day one. Day one of phase two, I'll be going straight into that mall, buying that ear set, and just leaving immediately. I will not even interact with anyone. I'll just say, "Hey, customer service or staff member or whatever." I was like, "Hey, how much is this, and how do I get?" I mean, no, it's like 10 KD, but I'm just gonna go to him and be like, "Hey, I want that thing. Do you have it? Yes or no?" I will act accordingly based on those potential answers. If it's a yes, I'll just get the thing. Thank you. Bye bye. Not talking to anyone. Earphones in my ear. I don't really even want to. Like, no interactions at all. Keeping my distance and all that. And just leaving. You know, that's what I'm gonna do. You know, like a civil citizen. But yeah, that's my plan, I guess, for the next couple of days. I don't know what else to talk about. I have some things to talk about, but I. Is it even okay? The fact that I'm even gonna publish this is kind of risky, but at the end of the day, it's just speaking my mind. Actually, no, I'm not even gonna touch up on the certain subjects that I have in mind. But I just I might just publish this just to see, like, how would this even perform at a culture like this one. Two, what the feedback would be. Three, maybe this will like increase exponentially or something. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here. I just hit play and just talk. That's basically what I just did. Just hit play and talk. All right. But yeah, this was an idea I had in my mind, and I was like, you know, hey. Why would keep this idea in my head without actually acting on it? You know, you have all this time, you have literally days and days and hours of like nothingness to do, so why not just do this thing? So I was like, all right, let's just do it. You know, I'm not going to sleep, might as well do something with it. Have lots of pent-up energy for some reason. But yeah, okay. If I distribute this, I want to know what you guys think of this whole thing. I don't know if it's ever gonna come out or if it will. But hey, you know, I the main purpose of a podcast is that it's cast all over the place. You know, everyone can hear it, and the host. Myself, you know, reacts towards the feedback that he's getting from people. You know, that's about it. Yeah, I think this is a good like time frame to just stop this whole thing. Yeah, this is like through my phone or whatever. Oh, 25 minutes. That's actually, not a bad time for like dip your toes in the water type of episode, consensus, like a pilot, I guess. But yeah, this is my attempt at a solo podcast. I just talk about whatever, my week, my days, what happened, and whatever else. And yeah, it's for people to listen to. I've always wanted to do this, so there you have it. I always thought of myself as, a charismatic guy, not your typical person in this country. So, like a breath of fresh air, I'd say, to the like sea of, gray and like, occasional colorful people here and there, but they're mostly on social media. They're not really in real life. But yeah. I just wanted to put this out there, hopefully, and see what you guys think. So yeah, that's about it. This is the pilot episode. Thank you for listening. I truly, truly do appreciate it. Bye-bye.